Radio now.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day today.
Oh, there you go. No, I can hear.
I can hear. It's in.
There you go.
It's been a while. It's been a day.
It is bad. Woo. It's been quite some time.
It has. Welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen.
Scott.
Scott. Glad to have you in here, buddy, as always.
Again, with the pointing on radio, you are one of a kind.
I am one of a kind. You can check us out on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. On Twitter, at SteenOnSports, at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, and at 1700 Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. Let's see. We have Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom, or Chiefs. What do I have here? Hold on. Nope. It's Chiefs. I think it's Chiefs Kingdom is tonight. Is there 1 hour?
I am completely drawn a blank, but you are very close.
Yeah, it's something.
Hey, they talk about Chiefs football.
Yeah, they do. A little Mitch Holtis tonight.
There you go.
Wednesday, Twins, Royals. Twins, not a good weekend. So probably just playing out the season here. Thursday night, Steelers, Browns. Steelers. Letting New England come in and beat them, and the Browns getting beat by the Jets. We need to talk about that one, too.
I was going
to
say, we're definitely going to talk about
the whole Nick Chubb thing and how you're. It's almost impossible to make certain individuals do something that they're not used to doing. And get your take to see how you look. I mean, I did my usual yesterday while I was in here by myself. I fought on both sides of it. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. What else do we have here? Twins, Angels, then on Friday. You and I at Western Illinois. Twins, Angels also on Saturday. Then you have Chiefs, Colts on Sunday, 49ers, Broncos, and Cowboys, Giants on Monday night. Just everybody, I am off on, I'm off tomorrow, Day of Caring for United Way.
Very nice.
I am working on a Link Associates house up in Ankeny. We have another team working on one in Clive and another one working in one in Waukee.
Record highs in September, so you decided to work outside and rip up a deck.
Rip up a deck today to put it back on, and when everybody else is there tomorrow, it's going to be nice and cool.
It's going
to
be
to have a good workforce come in.
Fall is upon us.
Yeah, really, really quickly, by the way. Then Friday, I have another golf outing on Friday.
I'm working the entire week, which I know. See that surprise look you just gave me? I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Have to say that of all the golf tournaments that we've done together, last Friday might have been the most fun.
They do a great job. And we were talking about it. The reason that it went from, Terrace Hills or whatever, they were having three groups on 18 holes. Yeah. When we do it out of Beaver, with the whole 27 holes, two groups per, we did great time. The conditions were great. Oh, my gosh.
Blast.
It was a hoot.
Yeah, we had a really good time. And we finally figured out what we need to do when we have fun playing golf. Have somebody that plays golf with us that has fun and is really, really good.
Well, yes.
That helped.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it they're like, wow, you guys shot 9 under. How did you do that?
And we still didn't place.
We still didn't place. Right,
9 under, and we were too good for tier two and championship tier. We didn't even place because it was, it was minus 12, minus 12, and 13.
Yeah.
And trust me, I knew one of the groups that was minus 12 and went, wow, that's a lot of mulligans, but okay.
Yeah, the mulligans were, because you could see people. I mean, it's like they're not leaving the green until they make
exactly.
This putt.
It's supposed to be putt and go, and it's like 8, 9.
Okay. Ton of fun. Thanks to Deaver Roofing and
the Rooftop Foundation.
It was fun.
I know it was an ex success, but you can always go to Rooftop Out.
For us on that side of town and the Deaver family.
Yes.
It is the Deaver family.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is fun to watch
them.
Well,
with your East Side roots and where you live and stuff like that, it was
hilarious.
Fun for me to sit back and watch you go, hey.
Wow. Yes. It was like being at the State Fair all over again. I love it.
Yep, I like being at Friday night. Absolutely. But it was a great time.
Yes.
Good cause.
nobody. It's just us today. Then when Scott and I, when Scott and I come back in on Thursday, Zach Steenblok, Matt Nelson, B. Styles, and maybe David Eichholt. So we're going to have a full on Thursday.
There'll be plenty of things to bounce around.
Yeah. So that's always a lot of fun. Sponsors, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, and Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Come and Go, BetMGM.
Who's still a very good friend of mine.
So I had a good weekend, too. Didn't have a great weekend. Missed on, a point here, a point there, on really weird things happening.
Yeah.
Like, one team going, why don't you just kick a field goal, took a couple of knees and turned the ball. I mean, I'm like, just kick a field goal. I win, And
see, my favorite game to watch was the Nebraska game because I went with – Oklahoma to cover and the under, and it was 65.5 for the over under. Yeah, I was real close on that, but it was good. Yeah. We were sitting at Charles Schwab Stadium in Omaha watching the Mount Mercy Mustangs play the Creighton Blue Jays, and it was amazing. Like it. And then had my phone going watching football, and so it was a day full of sports.
That had to be good. Creighton has a good baseball team.
They do have a very good baseball team, but it was a hard fought battle. They played 12 innings, so it was in essence an ongoing doubleheader, 6-6. Oh gosh, and I am so sorry. 14. I'm sure I will get a text from Grandpa right now, but I believe it was 14-10.
Yeah.
But it was really good. It was well fought.
That's cool.
It rained when we got there, beautiful, and it stormed like a you-know-what on the way home because we were getting notes that it hailed over here in Waukee and Des Moines stuff, and we were just coming through halfway from Omaha, and we hit it all.
Lightning storm was amazing.
Very, very, very,
yeah. And when brilliant. You have, once again, love you, Nana, and when you have DJ who doesn't like that, I mean, he was – Yeah, he was part of me for that until the thunderstorms went away.
Well, and I will say Grandpa was right. I was wrong because we were talking about the capacity because it used to be TD Ameritrade Stadium, right. But then Charles Schwab got the rights to TD, blah, blah, so now it's Charles Schwab where they do the College World Series. I thought it was around 13,500 capacity. No.
17?
24 with the capability of going up to 35. Obviously, that must be with concerts, but still, it's 24. That's
a ton. They have concerts there?
I think they do.
Really?
I mean,
it'd be interesting to see a concert outside there.
I would have sworn. I mean, if they can do it down at Kaufman, we saw Billy Joel and Motley Crue down there. I'm sure they can do it.
I saw U2 down there too. That was a great concert.
But anyway, it was a beautiful stadium. It was a lot of fun. It was great to see the boys play.
That College World Series when we were playing. We were playing with, I don't remember what we were called, but.
You mean, yes.
U-Trip, and we went down there and played a tournament, and the kids got to go to the baseball games.
Right.
And we got to just hang out. I think I've told you that story where Aaron Boone comes in, and Rob Young and I are like, ooh, Aaron Boone, Yankee.
Well, you can-
and then they're like, oh, I need to go talk to him. I'm going to go buy him a beer. And all the boys just went, Jessica Mendoza.
Exactly. Well, that's our deal. It must be something about Omaha because by the time we got out of the game, we went block and a half down the street to the, I think it's the mattress factory. They call it the mat or whatever. And I sit down with my nephew and I look up and I go, that's Matt Leinart. And he goes, no, it's not. He's too skinny. It's not what he actually said, but I can't say it on the air. But anyway, I said, no, pretty sure that's it. And then this gray-haired guy turns around, and I go, and that's Urban Meyer. Looked over, and he pointed out, there's Brady Quinn, and sure enough, walks up, there's Reggie Bush.
Brady Quinn would have been cool.
It was...
is that why he took a picture with you? I mean, I have a picture of you and Urban Meyer.
I went up.
Because you talked truth to him, saying how much you hate him, and he's a horrible human being.
I walked up and said, hey, coach, just my friends won't believe me. I didn't say
the
guy who I share a studio with twice a week is going to give me crap. But
if I'd have had Urban Meyer, as soon as I got that picture, if I'd have had, you should, I'll send you a tape. Let me give you a little clipping.
I didn't say things like, so how do you like Nebraska? I didn't say anything like that, but he was very, you know what? I will say this about those guys. They were at a big high-top table. They were watching sports. Actually, the one that was kind of mother hen of the group is Brady Quinn. He was always walking around the table talking to everybody.
Reggie, he's a big dude.
Reggie Bush was on his phone. Headphones on his phone. Don't talk to me. Urban Meyer looked like he hadn't slept in 3 days.
And you were a male.
Yeah, exactly. He was cordial. But then Matt Leinart was just kind of
aloof.
I would like to go home now. Yeah, I would rather be somewhere in
USC Trojan.
Yes,
I
would rather
find
be in California. Yeah, exactly. That was it. But they
Brady Quinn. I love Brady Quinn. I think he's really, really good too.
Right.
I don't think he.
Oh,
gets
the show is great, and yeah, the show is making strides against their main competition, which is Game Day.
Here's what they did, and this is what they always do when it starts looking bad. Everybody goes, okay, who's going to go get Pat McAfee?
Because that changed,
and they did, and that changes that. That's how big a following. If when you're looking for the top sports guy, social media wise,
oh good lord,
it is all.
What is it?
It's Pat
McAfee. 18 to 35 demographic. He is like a demigod.
Now those and the boys will even say that, even though they like Barstool and stuff, that Pat McAfee just. I mean, he's, and you know, we've talked about that. Being on national radio wasn't for him because
he was bridled.
Yeah, he can't stop cussing, and it comes out too quickly.
But when you get him on the format that he can be visually himself and verbally himself, and the money that TV brings, he can be bridled.
He wears you out watching him on TV. Yeah, he cannot sit still.
He's a great guy.
It's a ton of fun. I'm glad you had fun. Hope Brandon had a great birthday.
That was a whole another round of stuff. We went from Omaha back to Des Moines and then over to Cedar Rapids and watched a little football on Sunday. Any good games, Steen, on Sunday?
You know what? That was one of the best games that I've seen. And it wasn't because it was a great game played on the football field, because it wasn't a great game. I mean, Miami played horrible in the first half.
For any new listeners, are you talking about the Miami-Baltimore game?
Yeah. You're really going to go deep like that. Okay. I'll remember this tape. It is 4:10 on the 20th, and we'll see where we're at the end of the year.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
We're fine.
Yeah. It's early.
The era has arrived, so we're good.
Lamar Jackson comes open tomorrow. Miami Dolphins are not keeping Tua Tagovailoa. I could tell you that right now.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
And Sean Payton picked his top four, and if Sean Payton becomes available, is he going to be the coach too?
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
I agree with that.
No. I. You know what? I don't know what Sean Payton would want to do. If I was taken,
he's going
to
be in Dallas, dude. They are a shambles.
Okay.
He's
see, that, now that's the thing. Dallas. Would you take the Dallas job or you take the Indianapolis Colts job?
Dallas.
Really?
It's the same conversation people have when we're talking about which program.
Jerry Jones, man.
So?
I don't think I could do that.
It's an upper echelon program.
Well, it isn't. I get that.
Because of resources. The same when the conversation we had last week about Nebraska versus Iowa State. Okay,
That's not even – here's the crazy thing. From people that I talk to that I actually trust is Nebraska doesn't think Matt Campbell's good enough.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm like,
Nebraska doesn't have a side town coming on board either.
No.
We'll talk about that.
We are going to talk. That's going to be the second segment.
All right.
And I want you to know that I did not talk about it at all yesterday and held on to it to talk about it today. That's
you had enough fluff to fill an entire day without me?
Oh, dude, I was on a roll yesterday.
Good.
I was on a roll. I had somebody. Oh, I had Coach O'Hare on the first segment.
Gotcha.
Great, as always. And I came home and Nana said, man, great job. I picked up dinner because Jen was, she had to go somewhere out of town. So she was gone.
Okay.
And I brought home
dinner. I'm glad you noticed that she wasn't there. Yeah, that's always positive.
I think she's getting dropped off here during the show.
Okay.
And Nana said, man, that was a great show. And I'm like, man, I have no idea what I even talked about. that's how into it I was. And if people would have been watching me, I was flinging my arms. Good. I mean, I'm so mad at so many. What have I always said about the Baltimore Ravens? I love them, and you can't fire John Harbaugh.
No.
But tell me a big game he's won. And that was a big game, and he can't do it.
We will get into it because I don't want to over our world on everyone else. But, I mean, it's the big thing was because I had one of Brandon's friends say, well, look, every time he's underthrown Tyreek Hill, I said, is he underthrown Tyreek Hill or is Tyreek Hill overrunning the route?
Well, Tyreek Hill
does
not.
Fast.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill doesn't run good routes either. I mean, that's his issue. He's just faster than everybody.
I mean, it was fun to watch.
Hey, it was. And that solidified Tua in what he needs to do. And
in the world of getting hopes up so he can stomp them or what?
Well, no, but I mean, everybody that we've done that to, except for Buffalo so far,
right,
we've said, whoa, there you go. Yeah. And, you know, Kansas City. Now, they played a very tough defense, but Patrick Mahomes came through. I mean, that's a huge game for them. I mean, I didn't want to pick a winner of that Chargers game, and Justin Herbert getting hurt and Patrick Mahomes running for his life.
Right.
But I talked up the Minnesota Vikings last night. They couldn't have been worse.
I know.
It's like these teams, I don't get it. These teams can't play on the road. Right. I don't get it.
I know. We've talked about fantasy football before because I had Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
He's my star, right? He is killing me. I am out of all my game. I'm 0-4 out of my leagues on far as my fantasy, and he was my horse that I was going to ride. Everybody says, "Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine." I'm like, "No, you need to do a trade with me."
The number one pick in all these fantasy drafts with Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah,
you know what he got me this weekend? 3 points.
Right.
You know, fire Frank Reich.
So you do dabble in fantasy, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Football or
let's see. Tua Tagovailoa, let's see, 6 touchdowns, 406. Yeah, he was on my bench.
You deserve that. Wow.
Yeah.
Against the Ravens with no defense, that probably wasn't a good. You didn't consult anybody with that.
My starting quarterback was Russell Wilson. He's now on my bench.
Yeah, I would think so. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. We'll be back right after this break.
Rude in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen, Scott. We're here. We're both here. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans, bringing your sports your way every day. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and website 1700thechamp.com. In the next few weeks on some of these Tuesday Thursdays, we're going to find places to go because now it's not so hot to sit outside.
So we can go to a patio.
Or if it's cold enough, we can go sit inside.
Right.
We just don't want to be in 90-degree weather because
plenty of places.
We sweat.
Well, plus it's been a very, very active last couple months.
It has been.
Now
crazy
it's time
busy.
To get back to what we do.
And the last time that we did pretty much a live remote, we all thought we were going to die. So at the fairgrounds.
Inside
a building.
I thought you meant when we were over at the Iowa Speedway in Newton.
Because
it was, let's sit on the blacktop for 2 hours that is 140 degrees.
Yeah, and just keep on it's like, well, it's a dry heat. Yes,
it is. No,
it's the only
dry
thing
heave
that's dry
is what that is.
Was that.
Exactly.
Let's do Northwest Bank, 2 locations in Ankeny, 1 in West Des Moines. A new branch in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, where Scooty Dog was. Many, many more across the state. People go, in a lot in Northwest Iowa. Yes, Northwest Bank. I
that's
get it.
The name.
Thank you. Commitment that you can count on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, private banking. Commitment that you can count on because what they're going to do is they're going to look at your situation and they're going to put you in the best situation that you can have for your banking needs, and maybe explain some other banking needs that you don't even know that you have. So give them a chance. Go in. Tell them Steen sent you. Tell them Happy Hour with Sports with Steen and Scott sent you. Anyway, let them know what you need and see what they'll do for you. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay. Continuing on. I'm trying to think. Let's go through. Let's do a quick rundown. If you're Iowa and Iowa State, let's start with Iowa. I talked about it a little bit yesterday.
Okay.
what did that game do for you as an Iowa fan?
It started me with a little bit of confidence that there is a glimmering, and just let me finish, don't roll your eyes at me.
I'm not.
There's a glimmering of offense there.
Yes.
He was able to make some of the passes that we had worried about. It's funny, you listen to a playback of, I forget which one it was, but Gary Dolphin go, oh, he over, nope, he got it, we're fine. I mean, he was ready to say he overthrew him. Okay, with the sheer chaos of the game that got over at, what was it, 1:38 in the morning, right. Two stoppages, whatever, 27-0, yes. If it would have been better conditions and the game, I would have felt,
I think it would have done more.
I would have felt better with a 42-3 game. Right. You know, I mean, it's even if they would have scored, because everybody goes back to, I forget the I'm doing blank, the goofy name, that put 55 points up on Nevada.
Yes. And then Incarnate Word.
Incarnate Word. There you go. Thank you.
I have no idea how I remembered that, but we are good job. Going strong today.
Good job. But anyway, it was not consistent with the game so that you could get that steamroll effect going, so you could put up a lot of points and really get the confidence with it. I mean, they did some great things.
That is not a good football team, Nevada. I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah. But
right.
And neither was Simu, and neither was whoever we played, Ohio. I mean, I get that.
Right.
That's what I said yesterday. Listen, if the only thing that could have affected that game was if he would have duplicated what he's been doing, and then you'd be in trouble.
Right.
So anything above
progress.
That. Yeah. Anything
progress,
anything above that, you have to go to Rutgers. They're a better football team than Rutgers. But it also depends on what you can do on the road against a team that's not going to let you have
right.
the open looks that you just got against
Isn't
them.
It funny how similar of a team Rutgers is
they
to Iowa?
They are exactly the same.
Really good punters, really good defenses.
Offenses are struggling.
Struggling offenses to produce, yes.
And not because of lack of talent, but lack of cohesion from both squads. So it's very interesting.
Okay, with that being said, it's a 7.5-point spread to Iowa at Rutgers.
Yeah, which you would think another 4.5. So that's a 12-point turnaround. So I don't know if that's people. I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
I don't. And maybe
it's not enticing.
Maybe they know something. Maybe they're getting Iowa people to bet on. I don't know.
That's exactly. We've talked about that.
Yeah, right. I don't know if that's the reason you do that.
It's also a 35-point over/under, which has got to be one of the lowest in wagering.
So to be that many points. And to be that over-under again, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And I mean, the over-under for the Nevada game was 40. It started out like at 45.5, went to 40.5. I don't know what it ended up. And they can't score. I mean, Nevada can't score.
Right.
So I thought that was just really a weird line. So if you take that look then on the other side, and we have a conversation, Iowa State plays Ohio. I think Iowa State did what they needed to do. That could have been a letdown game. You just played your rival. You just won a game. It helped with the process, blah, blah, blah. They came out, and they played well. They played well on defense. They played okay on special. The quickness of getting punts out still worries me when you get into the Big 12.
Yes.
Because some really, really, really good athletes. You're going to see some really, really, really good athletes with Baylor coming into town. Are they an extremely talented football team? I don't know. Do they have some extremely talented football players?
Right. Again, similarities to the Iowa State team.
Yes. And the nice thing for Iowa State, unlike Iowa, I get this for Iowa too. When you're preparing for the Big Ten and you're preparing for your schedule, you have four games where you have to do this, and you have four games that you have to do that,
right?
And then you have a game in between that's a little bit of both. At least in the Big 12, man, you know people. I mean, they're gonna we're going to play a whole bunch of offense, and we're going to play some – but, you know what you're getting in all these games.
The over-under on that Iowa-Nevada game was 39.5.
Yeah, and it came down, but still, 39.5 is a lot of points on – on.
But still, you thought – because I went the spread of 22.5. They covered the spread. I went the over, and obviously, I think if it would have been better conditions, that it could have been to that.
No,
but
I
it was – so, like I said, with that being said. But, I mean, now you go to the Iowa-Baylor game. Excuse me, Iowa State Baylor game. What is Baylor ranked? 19th?
Yeah.
They're a top 25 ranked.
It could be
19th or 17th or whatever it is. It's Iowa State's a 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah,
and at home.
And
so,
Baylor shouldn't be ranked because they lost to a game that they shouldn't have. I don't like the fact that you put people in that top 25 based on I have no idea, and then they lose a game that they shouldn't lose, and they keep them in there. They shouldn't be able to be kept in there when they lose it. And then they don't – well, we can't put a team like Iowa State because they haven't played anybody. Well, they played Iowa. They won at Iowa. They won at Iowa. That's a big game.
It is, but it's also currently Iowa.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
– but I think that we all left the stadium saying – okay, I feel good about that. We've had games where we've had letdowns and we didn't score until the fourth quarter.
17th ranked Baylor.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because there are going to be Arizona State's open, Nebraska's open.
Right.
There's some other jobs that
Holy
are going to be
buckets.
Open. And I said on the show yesterday that if I had to sit down and listen to two coaches' press conferences, Matt Campbell and Dave Aranda have two of the best press conferences because they're talking about a whole lot of stuff that I like to listen about.
Right.
You know, they're not talking about, you know, they're not avoiding questions. They're saying, you know, I they're just two really cool coaches. So if you get a chance on social media to see either one of them give interviews, listen to them. And Dave Aranda for sure is a good listen. He's just a good guy.
See, and what I have heard listening to, whether it was radio talk, whether it was, you know, fan talk, stuff like that, same thing you've been preaching since you saw, good Lord, we got Xavier Hutchinson and I just
Brock Purdy.
Not Brock Purdy.
Oh, Hunter Deckers.
Hunter Deckers. Gosh, jeez. I want to say J.J. Cole. I'm like, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay. We're starting to be a couple. He was mouthing something to me, and I can't read lips.
The quarterback. Help me out. I'm drawing a blank here. But it was – you talked about his sitting in Sukup and watching him, his check down ability.
Yeah, his progressions.
It's his one, his two, his three, and knowing that he's got time to dump to – To the running back on
yeah.
I mean, to not just lock in and go. He is a different man than Brock Purdy.
Even when he's going to Xavier Hutchinson and it's his first read that he's going to him, he looks three other people down.
Right, and then
to
goes
move
back.
People.
Right,
you
exactly.
don't get guys that are starting their first rounds of games. Now he still thinks he can get, and I'm okay with that. He still thinks he can get balls into places sometimes he can't.
Okay.
With
goes back to the gunslinger
guy
mentality.
Like I'm okay.
It's...
And you know what? Matt Campbell's okay with it.
Right.
Matt Campbell had times where he was like, the same thing we all say. Oh, it's Brock being Brock. But, okay, that day, and I remember that day, it's one of those days I remember in my mind every day. Brock Purdy's coming in, Kyle Kemp gets hurt, and Brock Purdy is like, holy buckets.
Right.
And then it was a roller coaster.
Was it October?
It was, yeah, it was about, well, yeah, be, well, you know what,
it was it Brocktober?
It was Brocktober.
Yeah, there's a reason.
And I think that with Hunter Deckers, I think they have a three-headed running back. They have three really good young tight ends that all had big catches. They have Jalen Noel, I think,
need some experience.
That's what they need.
Yeah, exactly.
They just need to keep going. But we've had games that were let down, and I thought they played really well. It bodes well.
It's a good feeling in September.
Is Baylor
to watch Iowa State?
Can Baylor if Baylor wins by 10 points? Is that going to surprise people? I don't think so. I think they have more physical talent. I just don't know if they're a better football team, and that's the part with Matt Campbell. He gets people to do things differently.
Right.
So it'll be exciting to see.
Offensive line, defensive line for Iowa State. It's different than it was 15, 20 years ago.
Yep, they're rotating people in. They're rotating all the way through. it's just fun to watch. And once again, so you hear people say, well, you know, those corners and those safeties, they come in and hit. So T and I are sitting there, right, and we're watching, and they come up and they hit. It's right. Fun. That's the fun thing. Because you saw, if you watch the NFL this weekend, cornerbacks are really good about, you know, covering a lot of people in the NFL.
Right.
The problem is they don't have as many defensive backs now as they have wide receivers. But when they come up to make hits on running backs, defensive backs don't make tackles hardly anymore.
Right.
It's crazy. It's not like the old days.
It's
where people came up and would just blow people up.
You can't. You get flagged for quote unquote blowing people up the wrong way.
That's the funny thing too. You know why they fined Mike Evans for pushing whoever it was? Because they said he was off the field. He had just taken a step off the field. He had just walked off the field. The play wasn't. Everybody else hadn't been off the field yet. I don't think that deserved a game suspension, but hey.
I don't think
Tampa Bay's very good, but he just will, and their defense is really good. I don't know where you go from there.
Yeah. I don't think that there's they just need to turn the corner on this. Just as it's it doesn't feel like it did in the past.
Yeah. If you're looking right now and you're saying who's the best team in the NFL? Can you take it away from Buffalo?
No, I don't think you can't. And that's who Miami has this weekend. Yeah. I really like
there or up.
It's at Miami.
Yeah.
I like Miami's secondary. Miami's defense.
If you're gonna get him, but Tua's gonna have to keep him upright. I mean that's the thing they do.
Yeah.
And Kansas City, even with what happened with all the people, I mean, they had a bunch of injuries. Kansas City has, man, they're still playing well, and that's a tough game.
Well,
he went to Los Angeles and beat them.
Yes.
No, that game was in Kansas City.
No, it was in Kansas City. Remember, because everybody was standing in line at 1:30. Yeah, exactly. The interstate game.
No, but they had to win that game, and there were times in that game that it didn't look like they were going to win that game, and he willed them back again.
Well, it goes to show we've had the conversation going into this year that was it. Patrick Mahomes was good because of Tyreek Hill. Were they good as a team? Was it one made one better? The other, this thing. They're both different. They're different, but they're both good and without each other.
Yeah.
And I really am impressed with the level of Mahomes' play.
Yeah.
He seems to adapt to his tools that he has.
And the really cool thing about that is they're using a whole bunch of people. And the really cool thing for Tyreek Hill, even though I don't know if I want him to be a role model, he's helping Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle was an amazing athlete. Jalen Waddle's learning how to run routes. And when
to be an NFL player role model, yes. To be
off the field
man as a whole, no.
But because Tyreek Hill doesn't run great routes, but he knows how to get open.
Right.
And I think he's given a little bit of that to Jalen Waddle, and I think that's a big deal. And I wasn't expecting that from Tyreek.
See, and that's
Hill.
What I love.
He's not that dude.
Throw to Tyreek, and give the big play to Jalen Waddle. Yep. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to try to defend. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're going to talk Cy-Town when we get back right after this break.
1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, it's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're being brought to you by, who are we being brought to you by?
We're gonna
skip that because I have to think about this because it's kind of an interesting spot right here. But you're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on, he's at @ScottBrower_13.
Twitter.
I am at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champion, at @happyhour_SS. It's fun to have happy. We get two of them this week, so we're doing double happy hours.
We run each other outside of work. It's always happy hours. So.
It's always happy hour time. Let's see here. We've got Minnesota Twins. What is today? Today's Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, September 20th.
It is Tuesday. So we have Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom. Or whatever their little segment's called. If Mitch Holtis came back in and talked on this show with us, I would know that. We'll see what happens.
Just make a phone call.
Yeah, I know. Yes, we have to do that. This segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group, founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer. His goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. Company's purpose, making lives better. It is now run by Mr. David Leto and his management staff. It's a great, great group of guys. I know my son truly enjoys working there. And it's really fun because he's 23 and he's like, the reason I really like working here is because we make a difference. We make it easier for people and we make a difference. And that's pretty cool. They're currently, I mean, I would say 500 jobs. I would assume there's more than that. They deal in openings in accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage banking. They're getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. And that's what you want to do. If you're looking for resume help, if you're looking on how to answer interview questions better, how to dress, how to go into an interview, what you need to do, what you need not do, they have a lot of different ways they can help you. I know he's got a whole bunch of job fairs up in Ames. They kind of let him do the Ames side, and then you get some Hawkeye guys to go up and do the Iowa right. side. Because then I think it's good that you do that because they see right. somebody that's actually gone through everything.
It's the whole
that
teach what
through.
You know. You're Absolutely. Not going to send him over to the middle of Iowa.
Yes. No. He. I don't think he would go.
Excuse me.
So.
University of Iowa. Yes.
In the yeah. Okay. So we have a little bit of time here. Maybe we'll do it again. It was always said that Jamie Pollard had a vision. He had a vision from the day he started, but it needed a lot of work and right. it needed a lot of money, and it was slow going for a while. Then he got Souk up on board, and then you get some others, and so you get the Mike Lacy weight room and you get all of that over there. Then you get the new, you got the indoor practice facility right. and then another football practice field.
There was Jacobson and the
kept going
renovation and yes. the addition and then everything that's all connected.
And then
it's massive.
He still has, what is, so they made new parking and it's over by a place that starts with an S and it just went out of my brain. It'll come back into my brain here in just a second. They have renovations at Hilton Coliseum in the near
right.
future.
Right.
Renovations to Johnny Orr Club because it's too small. Right. I mean, that's a great thing. You know, they thought, well, it gives you another reason to, if you don't want to tailgate here, you can tailgate there. That's kind of what he saw in Souk Up. If they don't want to tailgate out here, maybe they're, I heard him today, maybe people's lives change and they like being out there and they like doing that. But now they have two kids and they come up here. Yeah. They go to Souk Up, you can have a beer, you can tailgate inside and right. still, so a lot of different
But I mean,
things.
With everything you're talking about, you're right, with the bridge and the RV park and stuff,
yeah.
it's spreading out where it's going to go
and
far
then,
as parking.
Boom, you brought, because when they moved the RVs and the camping over, everybody's East, like, well, yeah. that gives us more parking. Not what they were looking for. They
no.
got the new parking on the other side of Hilton and that way at C.Y. Stevens.
It's
and,
the chess
and,
match.
Right. And today, I heard him be asked today, and I will give them, it was on Murph and Andy, I'll give them credit, if it was going to cut back on parking, is there going to be a parking garage? I said, after all of this is said and done, you have over 200 more parking spots than they currently have when all of this is done.
When it's all said and done. In the lot, when he said it was all said and done, it was only 2% less parking
yes.
in, quote unquote, the lot.
Yes. And... Yeah. You're looking at restaurants. You're looking at hotel. I mean, a lot of different
entertainment
things.
Spaces. When I say entertainment yeah. space, that you come in as a corporate, you have your area to go to.
Yes. A lot like what we all love down in Kansas City, but in a much easier place and location to control
yes.
the negativity of what you get in
power
Kansas
and
City. Power and light.
Power
there,
and light.
Because there are
or,
some.
Or you go to Titletown in Green Bay, the,
yes.
the what has sprouted up around the stadium
yes.
there. The what they are really trying to do in Chicago. When I was over there talking to guys from Chicago, they are, you know, it's not a done deal, but he says it's not fun to go downtown anymore.
No, and there's nothing, there's not really anything that you mass can do.
Right.
I mean, if you get there 3 hours early, maybe you get a table somewhere and you can have a beer or
right.
a dinner. You go to someplace like this, it gives people that want to do this thing, they can do that. And the interesting thing is it'll be open during the week. And that's
it's going to be open 365.
Yeah, that's the thing that's going to make it a difference maker.
Right.
And, okay, I'm sitting in here, I'm having a really good time. Maybe I'm not going to go into the game. But that's not going to hurt because they're still going to be making money because of this new viewpoint. He always had this.
Right.
And everybody said, couldn't be done. And I think one of the main things that's happened is the collaboration between Wendy Winterstein and Jamie Pollard.
Amen.
It's yep. worked.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't think it would work, that you can't tie academia with sports and with marketing.
And commerce.
And
yeah,
commerce.
Exactly.
And she gets it just as much as everybody else does. We have to take this away from, this isn't an agricultural school anymore. It's a culinary school. It's a lot of things that you can
right.
you can take this.
It's a design school. Group, I mean, yeah, it
all the things
right.
that you're going to do in this area, you can use Iowa State students to be able to work their way through and see what it's like. Right. It's such a cool opportunity. And I always thought that Jamie might have that itch to get back to Wisconsin, but Wisconsin can't do this.
I heard he's Jamie's here until Jamie doesn't want to be mm-hmm. here.
And when Jamie's not here, I don't think Jamie's doing anything else.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's going to retire.
Well, and it's interesting. We're talking about what's going on because September 20th today is the Jack Trice Stadium's birthday.
Yes.
You know, it was 1975, so 47 years ago was the first game that was at Jack Trice. I mean, to hear him in his interview, you heard the same thing I did, mm-hmm. that he doesn't take a lick of credit for what he's doing on this. It is his dream that he's pushing, excuse me, his vision that he's pushing, but he credits to the, if I remember correctly, the Hilton family, for they're the ones that dropped and put it here with all this expansive land, and they're like, why are we putting this out in the middle of nowhere? It was a vision of the future and growth, and it's just been, they haven't had to eat up a bunch of existing, opposed to they were able to create more with what is already there.
And speaking of that birthday, yes. anniversary, I do believe if I'm looking here, but we are going to have Jonathan Gelber,
okay.
who is writing The Idealist, Jack Trice and the Fight for a Forgotten College Football Legacy. It was kind of cool. I actually saw Seneca Wallace. I mentioned this to him. He wrote the foreword for this book.
We did.
Yes. And I do believe that it is the 26th. So that would be, he's either coming in on the 26th or the 27th.
The author, not Seneca Wallace.
No, the author. and it is a time that we have, it is a happy hour sports day. So I'm almost positive it's a Tuesday. It's going to be pretty cool. If I get some time tonight when I get home, I'm going to put that out because I'm going to say that he's coming on, put our stuff in there, put Seneca in there, put Jamie Pollard in there, put Wendy Winterstein in there, and let them know that that they had reached out to us to do this. And I think it's good. I've read bits and so this is what I did. I did my due diligence a little bit.
Right.
So I read through portions of, because he sent me a PDF of the book and he's sending hard copies for us for the book to both you and me.
Okay, my wife is laughing right now because it takes me 6 months to read a book because I'm like, ooh, is that a rabbit? So, but anyway, this I enjoy the subject,
you can listen. You can listen to it as well. But I went through and there's some salacious stuff in there.
Absolutely.
About some of the things that went on and everything. It's going to be a great read, and it's going to be a great interview.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And a great guy. We'll talk more about that later. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
Hour one.
Hour one out of here already. 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.